Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Briggs. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Beckert scores. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Banks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is walked intentionally. Clemens moves to second. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Santo. Clemens moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Allen reaches second base with a double. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Dalrymple moves to second. Two outs. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Mahaffey now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey fires to first and picks off Beckert. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. Landrum moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. Allen moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. Lou Burdette now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is walked intentionally. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Santo scores. Clemens scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Briggs reaches third base with a triple. Burdette goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Billy Heft now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burdett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Burdett moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Santo. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Burdett scores. Briggs goes all the way around to score. Rojas moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Allen steals second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. the Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burdett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Burdett moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burdett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Landrum scores. It's 7-6, Phillies. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stewart out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Clemens goes all the way around to score. It's Phillies, 7, Cubs, 7. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Hendley now pitching. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Clay Dalrymple. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-4 in the game. Wine bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Johnson now playing left field. Pat Corral is now catching. Bo Belinsky now pitching. Tony Gonzalez now playing center field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball four. Landrum moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.